This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, our man Jason Jones is going to join us coming up here about 20 minutes or so. Excited to talk to our man. Jason, did we, I know we talked a little bit about who has the most to gain from a massive postseason, and it feels like Ant-Man is the dude. I mean, I think Tyrese has a lot. I think Tyrese can hit another level of stardom. I'm going to ask this directly to you though, Jesse. If the Celtics win another one, does that do anything for Jason Tatum at all?
Honestly, like, I thought this one, the one he just won, would have kind of done something for him, and it didn't.
I agree.
It didn't.
I feel like Tatum is in a weird, really weird, almost like Peyton Manning spot where, nah, he's got to win another one.
What?
Yeah, like, one's not enough.
I don't know what essentially, like, you're looking for, like, Tatum in his last 50 playoff games, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 43% from the field, 3 points not great, 32% from 3, 85% free throw, 56 true shooting percentage. Like, he's not, I don't know what you guys, like, what people were looking for with him. Like,
I don't
he
either.
He puts up numbers. Yesterday, he didn't shoot well. Like, for every game like that, he's the highest scorer in a game 7 all time. Like, I'm not sure exactly what people are looking for now.
I feel like the NBA is unique in that it's stars, like its biggest stars. Winning one is rarely enough. Winning one is rarely like, okay, solidified. Okay, sort of that for some reason that was enough for Dirk. And I guess maybe for certain guys, maybe because Dirk was at the top of that conversation at one time. I'm not sure why he's. He's almost like his game is disregarded.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, I truly don't know. I think it's just maybe the narrative is funner to run with. I mean, because I see a lot like Tatum plays with the best team, blah blah blah. He's the elite role player. It's all this. Like,
but he's the best player on the best team.
Well, that his rookie year, he took that team to Game 7 against LeBron with Kyrie and Gordon Hayward hurt that entire postseason. Like, he's done everything people have kind of knocked him for, so I don't know what it is.
I'm kind of with, like, I do wonder if they were to win again, if people would just be like, all right, he won again. Celtics
even
won again.
James Hamm early on the Insider said, like, he hasn't even taken that step to superstardom or whatever. It's like,
Jason Tatum is a superstar.
Yeah, like, he's just
not charismatic,
I don't get that either. It's like none of us are going to hang out with the guy, so what does that matter?
But that's the thing I was talking about with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander earlier. SGA is like he's like a similar version of Tatum. Like, I don't really love watching Oklahoma City. Not because, I mean, no, like, they're fine to watch, but SGA is such a unique player. He's really, really good. But he's like, yo, he's going to pull up from the free throw line. Mid-range game is crazy. Oh, he's a great defender. And his, you know, their bit about, You know, we're going to do all of these interviews together. And I said the best thing that Shea has going for him is his, you know, his fashion. And he's really into to style and that whole deal. And he gets a lot of social media buzz that way, a lot of street cred that way. And that's the extent of SGA's personality. Tatum doesn't even have that.
Yeah, no, he's a quiet, just
he's like a
guy.
He's like a quiet stay-at-home dad or whatever he is. Not
pretty
a stay-at-home
much.
Dad, single dad. Which, shout out to
Tatum's
what was
big.
That show called again? Starting Five.
Yeah, yeah.
They did, what was that, 10 hours? We know nothing about Deuce's mom.
Yeah, that's always been kind of
like know. As far as the world knows, Deuce just like appeared with Jason Tatum, and like there is no like evidence of his mom anywhere around Tatum.
I think like quietly, like she's around and stuff like that, but there's just like I said, quiet.
Oh no, yeah, I don't doubt that at all. I just think it's amazing they did that whole thing, never on camera, never mentioned.
Well, that's like Tatum's thing. Just if you follow Tatum, he plays basketball and takes care of his kid. That's all there is to know about Jason Tatum, I guess.
And it's not, that is far from a bad thing.
Yeah, but it's just not.
It's boring.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody, he's a good dad. You better be a good dad and charismatic. Like, you better have something there to bring to the conversation. Or you wind up in conversations like this where it's just like, yeah, I don't.
Well, we got the heavy in really the tiny know. House, too. Says that he didn't win finals MVP. It's like, fine. Jalen Brown played really well. Like
Steph won it on his fourth finals.
Yeah, like does that take away from all the first time, all first team, all NBAs, all like all star appearances, all that stuff? Like, I don't know. Like I said, it's just narratives. Like he won a ring. Like he won a ring, but he didn't win Finals MVP.
Not
like,
winning.
It's all right there.
Not winning Finals MVP as an argument for against Jason Tatum is kind of crazy. Three-time All-NBA first team, six-time All-NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, NBA champion, third team, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, All-Rookie first team. Not enough.
He's on one of the most historic franchises of all time, going to be at the top of every statistical leaderboard for them.
He's the leader. Yeah, that's another component that people will use as a detractor when
Paul
it should
Pierce
be a plus.
In playoff points yesterday,
fifth
all time.
Yeah, like he is the guy on the Boston Celtics.
He's better than Paul already too. Like that's my guy. But Tatum's already might be a top five Celtic ever.
The baby daddy says Steph silenced the critics. Tatum had to do the same. Steph didn't win the MVP till like his fourth finals.
And are the critics right?
Or maybe because he lost one. I don't know. Tatum's the one, man.
Like you're holding it against him. Like, is that really all he needs then?
I don't think winning a Finals MVP does anything for Tatum.
It feels like it just feels like moving a goalpost to me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it does anything for him. I don't know. Well, speaking of Steph, night night. Does Steph Curry? What if Steph wins another one?
He's top five all time. Like he's better than Magic. Whatever. I'd never watch Magic play, but the way people talk about him, if he didn't leave early, he probably would have been, like, the greatest of all time.
Yeah, probably. Like, Magic was pretty crazy.
I give him that respect, but if Steph gets another one, then Steph's top five for me all time.
It's hard to tell where, you know, we can all... It's hard to tell where Magic was going in 1991, but you go back and you look at... Like, he won the MVP in 90. Mm-hmm. He was still playing at a really high level the season before... He announced his retirement.
Like, if Magic kept playing the way people talk about him, I'd assume it would have been Mike, LeBron, and Magic, not Mike, LeBron, and Kareem.
Mike, LeBron, and Magic, yeah.
I think it would have shifted to that. Like I said, like, people, the way, like I said, just the way they talk about him, he was one of the greatest ever. So that's why I still keep him above Steph. I think they're the same on titles, or Magic has more?
Magic has five.
Yeah, so.
Magic won five in the 80s.
Yeah, so Steph was to get another one, I'd put him above, but.
And that would put Steph at five, right?
I believe so, yeah. You got three with
Cause
KD
that was,
and Draymond and those guys.
Yeah, that was their
KD, but
that was their thing. We want to get one Steph has more than LeBron.
Audrey brings up a good point. What do we do for Jimmy Butler if he gets the ring finally? Jimmy Butler's been kind of just like Jimmy Butler's always been good enough to lead a team. He's gone to the finals, conference finals, all stuff like that multiple times. but he's never gotten that respect, even though he's done just pretty much what you'd ask a superstar to do. He'd be getting it as the Robin on this team, but
That's the thing.
Does that do anything for legacy?
He's the guy who got Steph his fifth ring.
Got it.
That's what I think he is. Because Jimmy was, a while ago, but Jimmy was the man in Minnesota. Jimmy was the man in Miami. Jimmy's really, really, really good. But, he's not the man in Golden State. Like, Steph is.
I even feel like Jimmy took him to the bubble finals, and ever respected it. I feel
I completely agree, but I don't know that they'll respect this one the same. I think it'll be a Steph narrative. Now those narratives are always dumb because they'll change. Like think about prior, a lot of people won't admit this, but there were plenty of people who discredited Kobe's first titles with Shaq until after he won his own. And then all of a sudden it validated the titles he won with Shaq more than they were already there. Then there were people who still, tried to devalue his titles with Shaq. And then he passes away and it's like, no, he was the man on that team. It's like, all right, narratives change. I don't know how the narratives around Jimmy Butler would change if he winds up winning a championship with the Golden State Warriors this year, but I feel like the focal point of the story would be Steph Curry winning a fifth, and probably rightfully so. Like, that's rarefied air. You get up to five titles. That's crazy.
Why wouldn't Steph be top three if he does get another title? Argument if he doesn't?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, what's the argument against it if he does get that title? Like, why is he not?
I mean, Kobe's got five, right?
Yeah.
Timmy's got five.
He does, but I feel like Steph, greatest shooter of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, just transcends everything. Is it maybe because he didn't play defense like LeBron and Mike? Or I would put him there, but what's the argument against it if you don't?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'd have one. Title or not, I think you could probably make a compelling argument right now. I don't know that I'd put him top five, but he's not far away from it.
Yeah, like Matty throws his defense in there right now, so I guess that'd be a reason for some.
Yeah, maybe. We'll come back. We'll talk with Jason Jones about this stuff. There's a lot I'm looking forward to talking to Jason Jones about. He'll join us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Jason Jones going to join us here in just a heartbeat. Casey out today. He'll be back with us. I'll just mention his Giants got roughed up. They got beat by the Cubs. So as the A's are walking it off in West Sacramento, the Giants are getting roughed up by the Cubs. News today surrounding the Sacramento Kings. Bobby Jackson is on his way back to Sacramento. He's going to join Doug Christie's staff. And Scott Perry has found his assistant general manager, B.J. Armstrong. Yep, that B.J. Armstrong of the Chicago Bulls. Him and Scott Perry, they did that podcast together. Of course, the clip of Scott Perry talking about Zach LaVine made the rounds after Scott Perry was named as the general manager of the Sacramento Kings. Worked as an agent for Wasserman Media Group as well, represented the likes of Derrick Rose, Bismack Biyombo, a handful of others. Not a clutch sports level list of clients, but certainly a guy who has been around the league since ending his time as a former player, or ending his time as a player, I should say. So the Kings are continuing to kind of put the pieces together. And, you know, what does that mean for wins and losses? I have no idea. What you want are people in positions to make decisions that are best for the Sacramento Kings organization. Right now, they've got Scott Perry and B.J. Armstrong at the helm, and there'll be other guys. There'll be a scouting department put together. Remember, during Scott Perry's press conference, and I think he actually said it during both his individual press conference and in the Del Christie introductory press conference as well. He said the same thing. He said, I'm talking to everybody here. I'm trying to get a feel for everybody, from the PR people to the cooks to the ball boy to everybody. He wanted to talk to everybody. So he is building this organization from the top bottom as he sees fit. And it sounds like B.J. Armstrong, or it looks like B.J. Armstrong, is another one of those guys who Scott Perry seems fit to join this organization. Always fit to join us here on a Tuesday is our man Jason Jones. Jason, what's happening? KC ducking you, man. His Giants got roughed up by the Cubs yesterday, and he said, I can't face Jason today.
I get it. You know, it was a rough week last week for us with our Lakers, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, he's taking it much harder than me. You know, I've moved on already.
You know how to deal with it. You know,
he's new to the bandwagon, so it hits him much harder because he comes in with, you know, such high expectations. You know, all his life he's heard the Lakers win all the time. So when he's fully invested and they lose in five, he just can't take it.
What do you think the Lakers do? Like, we were trying to, when their season came to an end, we were like, what is this? How do they get better? What does this look like? And we struggled because of the money and the, you know, everything that they have tied up. We could not figure out, like, the pathway for this team to be better next season.
I mean, they're going to have some tradable contracts probably. But when you have their lack of depth, that might mean trading a player you actually want to keep.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got their draft picks. You know, maybe Dalton Connect still has value out there, but I think they need three bigs. I think they need a starting center. I think they need a legit, like, four man, and a guy who can play both spots, 4 or 5, a pick and roll big in that mix, maybe a pick and pop big. They need some size. And I think in terms of who they drew, you know, Minnesota exploited that lack of size as best you can. Like, once Gobert figured out, I don't have to jump to get a rebound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He goes 20 and 20.
Crazy.
And I think part of their improvement is going to also be JJ having a year as a coach, and maybe, you know, you if you're a Lakers supporter, you hope that in some way that series damaged his ego to some degree and helped him become a better coach. I thought he did a solid job all year, but I think in some ways in that series. And I know I talked to other coaches. I think his stubbornness hurt them in that series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, yeah, Jackson Hayes is not Anthony Davis, but you can't have Austin Reeves boxing out Rui, Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert. I think that definitely played in the how bad Austin looked at times. So I think they got to get some bigs. I mean, I think if you're them, depending on what Houston does with Steven Adams, you know, can you get one of those exception deals to try to lure someone like that? There's going to be guys out there they can get. And I think because, you know, I don't think LeBron's retiring. You'll have a LeBron, you'll have a Luka, you have Austin. Someone's going to want to come. You're going to have guys who want to go and play there. So it's a matter of finding the right guy. Maybe it's Clint Capella. Maybe it's through a trade. And they've done a good job of kind of minding, late round picks to find talent. Maybe you find a big in the second round who adds depth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they just got to get some – you got to get bigger, because the one advantage they had a couple of years ago was their size. But you get rid of all the big men, now all of a sudden, you know, Rui isn't a big three. He's your power forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's that was just too much for them to overcome. I think as I was chatting with one of my colleagues, the Warriors actually falling in the playoffs hurt them, because probably the best matchup for them would have been the Warriors, because the Warriors don't play big,
mm-hmm.
and then if Memphis hadn't have fallen apart late.
You think Luka can change? There was a lot of talk about Casey's the way Luka plays defense. The shape he enters the season in. I tried to make the argument that a lot of people's personalities or a lot of people's characteristics can shift with life-changing experiences. And normally, I think for people, that's like a death, or like there's something mm-hmm. that's like I've got to change. He has been very open about how jarring that trade from Dallas to LA was for him. And I posed the question, could this be the moment where Luka looks like, okay, I've got a change that needs to be made. There's a few things that I can do differently that will make me, perhaps if he made the most unstoppable player in the league, and I'm of the belief he can do it, Casey's not.
I think he can. I think with this season in particular, I don't remember correct. Maybe I missed. I think people talked about him trying to come into last camp with the Mavs in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what people forget about this season right here is that he had a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how much stationary bike you ride or whatever you do, you know, the pool and the thing with no gravity and all that, with the treadmill with no whatever, all that stuff. You have a calf injury and you miss 2 months basically. You're gonna get heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is, and I think he's young enough. I also think he's smart enough. I think he's competitive enough. I think he's just angry enough to say, you know what, you guys think I can't do that? Watch me. And I think putting him with LeBron is gonna get at least gives him a guy who can say, you know what, I don't know how much LeBron jokes about how much he spends on staying in shape and maintaining his body, but I think that's a guy. If anyone can, if you can't learn at least that part from LeBron, I don't know who he's going to learn it from.
Yeah.
But I think he can, and I think with the defense, he doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to be Michael Cooper. He doesn't have to be Ron Artest.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't be a turnstile. And I think and part of that's going to be off on the Lakers to get some rim protection behind him as well. Because at this stage of the game, LeBron's not, all NBA defense anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, it looks worse when you have three or four guys out there who can't stay in front of anybody. So I think, I think if he can just be a serviceable defender, because remember, 2010, 11, 12, they used to hunt out Steph like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, no one's ever going to call Steph Gary Payton, but Steph got to a point to where, okay, at least he's just not, scoring 30 and giving up 30. Mm-hmm. So I think if Luke can just be, because he ain't got to be great, just be serviceable to where he's not the guy you're just constantly being hunted on defense. And if he can come into camp, you know, come into next year healthy and in better shape. And I think that, you know, and I think he's probably been embarrassed enough now. You know, I think when JJ comes, some of our players need to be in better shape. He wasn't talking about you know, Jared Vanderbilt there. Mm-hmm. You know who that's aimed at, even if it's not just him. I think that there's been enough talk about how out of shape he is since the trade that, you know, it's hard to maybe get that motivation when, look, I just went to the finals. But now you lost in the first round and you've got a GM in Dallas who's told the whole world you're fat and lazy.
Yeah.
So I think I really want to see what he looks like and how he comes back in the fall. You know, because I think if he gets all that part figured out, and he'll have other people around him in LA, you know he'll have access to guys like, you know, the Magics and all those guys. You know he's got a guy like Pau Gasol who likes to be around there. He's got the support system. You know, the Lakers are going to do whatever they can to keep him happy as long as he does his part.
Mm-hmm. You said something a second ago that actually got my attention. You were talking about the matchup between the Warriors and the Lakers. Minnesota's got the Warriors next. Is that a bad matchup for Golden State for the same reason it was a bad matchup for LA?
I think so, because I mean that was Steven Adams and I know we all make fun of Rudy Gobert because he's French. You know, people like to make fun of the French. It's just an American thing, but. Rudy Gobert is still a very good basketball player.
Yeah.
And if Steven Adams was doing that to the Warriors, I think Rudy's younger, Rudy's more athletic. I think Rudy's going to give them fits, you know, until Draymond tries to fight him. And I think in
which
some
will
way,
happen.
Yeah, and I think in some way, I think somebody said he's figured out the cheat code. If I get the technical or the flagrant early, the refs won't want to throw me out.
Man.
I mean,
ain't that the truth?
Away with, I'm just sitting there going, I'm just going to let him do that?
He had that play with Fred VanVleet the other day with the wild kick and forearm. They go to review it. He gets the flagrant, and then he beelines, gets off the bench, and beelines straight for the official at an aggressive speed, and the official just backs up, doesn't even react, and I guess credit to the official for not reacting because it's game seven and you don't want those things attached to it, but damn, like, he just stalked him down and you can see him. It's F this and S that and BS this and F that, and it's like, you're right, he got the cheat code. Pick up the flagrant or the technical or whatever early, because they ain't gonna call another one on you.
Yeah, they don't want to be the ref that threw Draymond out the game. But mm-hmm. I think we all know he is going to go after Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Minnesota will be prepared for that. I think they'll be ready for it. And I think that, I think that Anthony Edwards is not Jalen Green.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I think they're going to be in. This is a great matchup for them either, you know. You know, Julius Randle is, I think he's a better player, you know, overall than Sengun, even though Sengun did some good things against them. I just think they're clearly going against a better team. And I think if people forget how many games Julius missed this year, Minnesota wasn't healthy to the last couple of months of the year. What were they, like 20, like 18 and 3 over the last 20, something like that?
Yeah.
They've been hot for about two plus months now. So. This is going to be this is not the ideal matchup for them either, but I like the fact that teams are no longer shaming teams for, you know, wanting to play big players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it got to the point where everyone was downsizing so much to where it was almost like, oh, come on, you know. And I thought right there were the Lakers. I don't think the Warriors made the mistake the Lakers made, and it felt like the Lakers were obsessed with going after Rudy to the point to where they weren't running an offense except, let's see, can we get Rudy from the basket?
Mm-hmm.
Then Rudy started like blocking LeBron at the rim on those pick and rolls, so it didn't really matter. But I think Minnesota is going to win the series. I just think that they're better equipped, you know, mentally, you know, to be able to handle that. And given that they were in the conference finals a year ago, the fact that I think Ant kind of went through that same similar embarrassment of Luka, where he was just so tired in the conference finals, and everyone's going, "How are you tired?" I think Ant's ready for this, you know, and he's getting this whole Legend Slayer thing now. I think he would love to be able to say, "Yeah, in the last 2 years, I eliminated, you know, LeBron, KD, and Steph."
They don't get Randy Orton out there to introduce a game, call him the Legend Killer, man. That's a missed opportunity.
If Adidas doesn't somehow get him in the next commercial.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Shout out to the Pacers, whose trend of playing beat-up teams continues. Your former colleague, Shyam Charania, tweeted, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and DeAndre Hunter all out for tonight's game two against the Pacers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Now,
man,
that's a hell of a break for Indiana. But like you were just talking about Minnesota, that's how I feel about the Pacers. I think they're good.
Yeah, I think they're a team that built on the confidence a year ago from that in-season tournament. You know, we all make fun of it, but for them, that did something for them in terms of, you know, we can, you know, make a run and feel good about ourselves. Then you go ahead and you make the run in the playoffs. You know, yeah, they got some, you know, some luck with the injuries, but they still went out there and won those games. So I think they're a good team, and they're, like I said, you know, no one feels sorry for the Cavs, yeah. But you know, they just, it's just crazy. Like, how do you, two years in a row, they just don't get a healthy team.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the Knicks last year fell apart, and this is. You know, Tyrese Halliburton's on a generational run with that right now. And it's still funny to me to see Tyrese as a villain.
Is that still a thing? Ty ain't no villain, man. Well, but
maybe,
I do.
Maybe his, you know, not,
well,
you know, when, you know,
his dad might be a villain.
Yeah. And then even seeing the whole him being the most, you know, the overrated thing from the, you know, the athletic thing. I'm like, it was 14 guys who said it.
Right.
Whatever it was. It wasn't like 100 people said he was overrated, but
I love seeing him talk to Dame though.
Oh yeah,
when that series
I was
going
like,
on.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, go ahead and talk. Don't let a guy who's in street clothes talk to you crazy.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I like that little edge from Ty. I like that.
Yeah, but
he's
got to be preemptive. He can't do like he did last year and wear the Knicks thing after they win. No, you got to do that beforehand, you know.
Yeah, you got to do
that. Yeah, I mean, they've got a good team. I mean, you know, between Tyrese and they got, you know, they made the deal for Siakam. You got Miles, you know, and they're probably motivated too because who knows what happened with Miles Turner after this season with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would think they're going to try to keep him, but you never know how these things work out. So they're motivated to make, you know, make a run, and it's, you know, the way Boston, you know, they've already had a couple of injuries here and there, and who knows what happens in that series. You know, Indiana, you know, in a way could end up in the finals.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, they could be in the finals, and it's not a crazy thing to say at this point. Indiana could make the finals.
I'd be surprised if they beat Boston,
yeah.
But it wouldn't be because Indiana's not good. I need to see Boston lose. Like it's been.
Yeah, I look at this. Look at the Boston situation. I mean, they're the top to bottom the best team, but. When you got a guy like Drew dealing with a hamstring, those things can pop up, you know, here and there. You know, Tatum was, you know, got banged up in the previous series. And then you saw last night, they rely on the three so much. When they're not making three, they're just like anybody else. And to me, they they're too good to rely on the three like that. They've got too many guys who can create shots to take, 20 shots and 19 or threes?
Yeah, in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like a video. I mean, just
if you do that on the video game, you're being lazy. That's it.
Yeah,
you just you're bored.
I don't get it. I'm like to miss 40, you know. But we've seen what are the two teams that kept like missed like 90 between themselves this past season? I think the Bulls were in both of those games where the team just missed like 40 something threes each.
The other one, the Celtics, Bulls Celtics game, just a bunch of
threes. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a wild race to these last few teams.
We got word. There is something I've been like literally waiting all day to talk to you about. It don't have nothing to do with sports. We'll get to it in a second. But your boy is coming back. There have been rumblings about whether Bobby Jackson would join Doug Christie's staff now that he's officially been named the Sacramento Kings head coach. And we got word today that Bobby Jackson is, in fact, joining Doug Christie's staff. And Scott Perry hired B.J. Armstrong to be his assistant general manager. Any thoughts or experience? Well, obviously, you have a ton of experience with Bobby Jackson as the player, the commentator, and maybe a little bit as a assistant coach. But Bobby back joining Doug.
I'm happy for Bobby. I felt like I feel like Bobby is just as capable as Doug to be a head coach. And I felt like in the whole, you know, post Luke Walton era, I felt like Bobby deserved a legit real look, not just kind of a courtesy. We'll put, you know, I thought, you know, I think Bobby can, I believe Bobby can be a head coach, you know, and I think, and I'm happy that he's getting the chance to come back. And I'm hoping that means he's in an elevated role. Like I'm thinking, you know, I don't know how Doug's staff is going to look, but I don't want to see Bobby Jackson in that second row. I want to see him like
next to Mike Woodson.
I want to. I would. I want to see Bobby in the role like that. Elevate, you know. And I what we're what I was talking about Bobby is Bobby's straight. You know, shoots straight. Doesn't he's not going to mince words with these guys. You know, early in De'Aaron's career in Sacramento, he was the guy saying, "No, you need to demand more of him. Stop coddling him. Demand more. You know, don't just say he's doing a good job. He's not doing a good job because we're losing. You need to demand." And I think he's going to he'll push guys like that. So I'm happy that I'm happy for Bobby because, I mean, plus he gets to get out of Philly because that's a geez.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's. I don't know what that's going to be in it. Talking about a thing that might get blown up. Joel Embiid might be on someone else's team this time next year. You know,
if so, anyone's crazy enough to trade for him.
God, that's a crazy contract.
Yeah.
There was no need to extend the guy. Like, okay, what the hell? Let's go ahead and make sure he doesn't leave. So I like that. And, you know, when BJ, you know, BJ Armstrong's been an agent, you know, for a while. Well, you know, I think he's pretty respected well. You know, Scott's obviously dealt with a lot of, you know, he knows all the power brokers in terms of agents and all that. And I think every front office nowadays needs that guy with that background, you know, just in terms of not just the connections, but the, you know, the, you know, I'm sure, you know, Scott's done it. He knows, you know, the contract, you know, he knows all that stuff, but to get another guy in there, a guy that's a little younger, maybe, you know, kind of diversified thing. I have no problem with BJ Armstrong joining, you know, the team at all, but I'm real happy for Bobby. Bobby's one of my favorite guys I've ever worked with in the league.
Do you think the Kings rely too much on that? It feels like everything draws back to 2001, 2003, like in some way, shape, or form. Do the Kings lean on that a little bit too much?
Yeah, and I thought, and I think it's they lean on it in a lot, and sometimes to their detriment. When things were going bad, it'd be like, okay, we've lost. Well, hey, can we get Brad Miller to show up and wave? You know,
it's, right?
I mean, they. It's like that was a great time. That was 20 years ago. I, you know, and I know people who get mad at me. I say, you think De'Aaron Fox knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the 2002 conference finals.
Yeah.
Dude was like three. He doesn't know, you know, and I think, you know, you talk about lean into the tradition and lean into the history. These guys now coming into the league were born like in 2005.
Yeah.
Right. They don't, you know, I think, you know.
Well, it's aged out with fans too. Like, that's why there's so many Warriors and Lakers and whoever, Celtics, whoever fans around here, because they've aged out of all that too.
Yeah, and I think I just think that there's a, I think they've gotten better with it. It's not like the entire front office now. If Scott had went out and hired Peja, Vlade, and just brought the whole crew back, I'd be like, okay, chill. I think it's good they're mixing it up.
He doesn't have to hire them. The owner already did.
Hey, good point. Yeah. I always thought that was kind of crazy for Monty that his predecessor sitting courtside just with the owner
hanging out.
It's like, oh, no big deal. It's hanging just out. You know, imagine if you're Mike Dunleavy in Golden State and Bob Myers is just sitting courtside with the, you know, only in Sacramento does no one blink at that.
Nope. It's like, oh, Vlade's here.
No big deal.
By the third time Vlade showed up, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, what are we doing?
Yeah, but I think, you know, just with time, it's getting harder to lean on that just because it really was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in basketball eras. Mm-hmm. We've gone through like three or four iterations of the NBA since.
LeBron wasn't in the league when this happened. Like, now LeBron's child is in the league.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, come on, man.
Like, now Carlos Boozer is doing a dating show, and back then he was like a player.
But with all that said, I understand Bobby's a coach. I understand Doug wanting to bring in someone he trusts.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, but it just I'm perfectly okay with it. It just always feels like things draw back to that era of basketball in some way, shape, or form.
I mean, it's kind of like if all else fails, let's get someone from that team.
Yeah, right.
you know, and at the very least, it'll make people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will feel good to see, you know, hey, can we get Jay Will to show up? Can we get, you know, someone to show up and just make everyone feel good? But I think even some of those guys, as much as they appreciate the love, their love for Sacramento would probably tell them, you know, well, it'd be great if you got to always bring us back.
Yeah.
Talk about the good times, you know, can this group kind of carve their own legacy?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I can't find a bad reason, you know, anything bad about Bobby and Doug being there together. I think that's going to be good. I think Bobby is going to be great. I think he's going to be great for him.
Are you going to Oracle Park on the 29th?
I'm trying to figure that out right now, you know, just
the New York Times needs to cover this. You've got a culture column.
I've told them this. I'm like my highest read thing in the last year was my Kendrick Lamar column.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm working on it, you know, trying to bribe the children that, hey, you guys don't mind Dad dipping out for a couple hours, right?
I've
seen Kendrick live before, so I know it's a good show.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, you know, you try to be, you know, responsible. I'm like, is that a school night for them? Let me see.
I mean, it's a Thursday, so I guess technically it is, but not really. I mean, it's Thursday. It's not like it's Monday.
It's the end of the school year. I mean, what are they really going to learn at this point?
Yeah, school's probably out in 2 weeks. Like, they're going to watch a movie the next day if they do anything
give them
at
some
all.
Pizza. Here's some pizza, you know.
Give them a lot of pizza because your kids are 6'6", so just make sure it's
give them like four. Give them their own pizza. Like, here's a pizza for you, a pizza for you, and a pizza for you. Yeah. You know.
For those,
I'm gonna try to get out there though. You know.
For those that didn't pick up on that, Kendrick Lamar at Oracle Park on the 29th. I'm seeing him the 31st in Las Vegas. In my deep dive, I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. I don't have a son named Kendrick. So I'm not going to challenge your fandom on this, but I'm already a fan, but my deep dive into Kendrick right now is just turning up like some gems, and I can't help but laugh at the fact where, you know, basically almost a year to the day removed from what was a complete career changing 60 hours where him and Drake dropped these tracks one after another. And Drake eviscerates who at the time was one of the biggest pop stars in the game. And I don't mean that disparagingly. Like, Drake was a pop star.
Yeah.
And Not Like Us hits. And that's the rocket ship that turned Kendrick Lamar into a pop star. Because Kendrick was kind of a rapper. He was like the artistic movie. He was the guy who won the awards. He was the guy, like I was telling Jesse, you know, people don't listen to, like, it's when you listen to Pimp a Butterfly from track one to the very end, and you get that moment where you get the Tupac reveal and you realize mm-hmm. what all those moments mean, you know, between songs. It is like it's a feeling that doesn't happen very often when you're listening to records. Mm-hmm. And he did the same thing with Damn, and Damn is another, you know, it's a Pulitzer Prize winning piece of music, and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers doesn't get the same love, but I think part of the reason is it's so long, the it's a double disc, and it's really heavy and it's really emotional to listen to. And then he drops GNX, which is just hit record after hit record after hit record. And now, a year after Not Like Us, a year after this thing with Drake, his single with SZA is the number one song on the Billboard charts for the 11th straight week. And between the Super Bowl and the numbers he's setting on this GNX tour, man, it has been... For a guy who had already won 18 Grammys or 16 Grammys or whatever it was at the time, this has been a career altering year for Kendrick.
Yeah, I don't think anyone saw that. I mean, you know, usually now, you know, especially this era of hip hop and rap beefs, they go back and forth. It's over. Someone's declared a winner. You know, you don't see a beef kind of take someone to another level like this.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go, if you do even with like Nas and Jay-Z, they were both stars.
Kings,
and in
yeah.
that one, that I think in that case, Jay-Z would have been more the Drake in the sense that he's the more popular of the two, whereas the quote hip hop heads would be more with Nas.
Yeah.
You know, at least that's the way I remembered it back.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, this was different because I think. Kendrick was already a star, and I think what it exposed him to a more casual fan.
Yeah,
he was already a star. The thing I think I rejected from a lot of the kind of the Drake stands, or I call them Aubrey's Angels, was the notion that Kendrick needed this to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was nothing before Drake. Like, no, he was something. he was pretty well. He was already a super. It was called. They were called the Big Three for a reason, and he was in that Big Three discussion, and. That whole situation changed more than just that changed the way the whole world perceived J. Cole.
Right.
Because J. Cole had spent his whole career saying, I want to smoke with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden the smoke came. He's like, no, you know what, guys?
You know, my piece, my piece is worth more than whatever this is. I'm out.
He's like, you know what? I love you, Drake. I love you, Kendrick. I'm cool.
I'm one of the few guys. I don't even fault Cole for that. Cole's like, my heart is not in this. He put out, what was that, 7-minute drill? And I thought the record was trash. I was like, this is not what I expected. And then,
when
you
I
know.
Heard it, I was like, Yeah, I was like, he doesn't even believe this.
That's stuff. It. That's 100% it.
It was almost like Drake told him, you go at him first. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're not even convincing saying that you think that Kendrick has a bunch of trash albums. Mm-hmm. You don't even believe that. It's almost like he did it because someone told him, you know, you got to do this right. He was, you know, but you can't, you know, he of all of those three, he spent a lot of time talking about, you know, you put me, you know, and he wasn't wrong. You put him on a feature, you know, mm-hmm. he would jump on a feature and destroy whoever he was with. Because even the whole first person shooter.
Yeah, that's his record.
That was, you know, yep. Yeah, it was on a Drake record. Yep. But
that's his.
You know, Cole killed that, you know. And then, you know, I don't think he realized that, you know, Kendrick was sitting around going, okay, oh, you want to get in this too? Okay. I got you. Like I said, it changed a lot. I mean, it made Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin's doing WWE shows now.
Yeah.
He's all front. Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it actually, the whole thing really kicked off on his album with Future.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
which is still arguably the dopest track of all of them. Like That is crazy.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it made people who were adjacent to hip hop famous for better or worse. It gave academics, unfortunately, a bigger platform.
Well, somebody needs to take that away.
I hope, you know, Lord willing, you know, but it gave a lot of people a lot. I think it opened, it gave Mustard a stimulus package.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, SZA was already a star, mm-hmm. you know, gave her a boost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it led people going back through probably both artists, you know, catalogs to, you know, see who was. I think it helped a lot of people, you know, got Rick Ross some attention for a little bit. Then you got guys trying to jump
Rick
in.
Rick Ross.
You know, just for a little bit. It didn't last long.
It didn't.
You know, and then you got other guys. It just really made hip hop different. I'm like, I don't think Kanye has recovered from the fact that no one cared about his opinion in it.
No one cares about anything Kanye does anymore.
Every time I see a radio station or someone post what he said, I said, will we please stop giving him attention?
Yeah, just stop
please.
It.
Just stop let's it. Just stop. You know, but it made, you know, you saw the game try to like play both sides and, you know, Drake is my brother, but I love, you know, it really, yeah.
That's why you ain't get invited to the pop out, bro.
Among other things, yeah.
Well, you can't, yeah, that
you,
too.
You can't, like, it started with the Super Bowl with him. You can't diss Eminem, Dre, and 50 and be like, how come I didn't get an invite?
Because mm-hmm.
you don't like anybody up here.
Yeah.
And right. You brought Drake to Compton knowing he had issues with Kendrick. Yeah, you're not getting an invite, game.
Yeah, sorry, man. sit this one out, buddy. Yeah, the New York Times need to get you out there because I need a another Kendrick column.
Yeah, by hook or by crook, we're gonna figure this thing out. We're gonna be up in there, you know. We're gonna figure it out. If not, you know,
we're gonna be all right.
We'll be all right, you know. But yeah, like I said, you know. By the way, my son Kendrick is 11. So if anyone's wondering, I was on the Kendrick wave back then. That's why he got the name.
There you go. Jay, appreciate you as always. Thank you, my brother.
All right. I'll see y'all next week.
It's our man Jason Jones right there at the New York Times Athletic. They need to get my man Jay writes some great columns, man. They need to get him out there to cover this Kendrick Lamar show coming up. That's one of the most difficult shows. Like Kendrick, he made it was a big deal, like with the U.S. Bank Tour Open in Minnesota. He was the first hip hop artist to gross $9 million. Then he did the show in Atlanta where Playboi Carti showed up to do Good Credit, and that show topped 10 million. This show just started. For those who have tried to get tickets, or shout out to those who are lucky enough to have tickets to the San Francisco show, that has been a difficult get in, even on the secondary market. Those prices are crazy. The day those tickets went out, like Kendrick, I think is sold. I think it's up to like 92% of the tickets across the country for the GNX tour. He sold 100% of those Oracle Park joints like day one. It was clear the day those tickets went on sale, I ain't going to San Francisco. There was no shot at getting to L.A. Even calling in favors, I couldn't get to L.A. So So I was off to Las Vegas to see Dot in a concert that I absolutely cannot wait for. Appreciate you hanging out today. I know the show is always a little bit different without KC here, but hopefully KC has got everything handled and he could be with us tomorrow. If not, we'll hang out one way or another because we got basketball to talk about. We appreciate you so much for being with us. We'll run it back next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.